Hurricane Katrina came ashore 20 years ago today. The rescue efforts in the immediate aftermath were infamously challenging and chaotic. Here's Andrew Greenstein.
With tens of thousands of people stranded on rooftops with no indication of when they would be rescued, Lieutenant General Russell Honoré was called on to lead Joint Task Force Katrina.
It was a very surreal moment at that time with all those people standing outside needing to be evacuated.
Immediately upon his arrival, General Honoré took charge, barking orders at everyone from first responders to police officers, with one moment leaving an indelible mark.
Weapons down! Weapons down, damn it!
Honoré told me that stemmed from a comment Governor Kathleen Blanco made about giving the green light to police officers shooting looters.
I said, these people are going in these stores to get food and water. We don't want to shoot them. We don't want to shoot our own people, Governor.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Hurricane Katrina produced catastrophic flooding not only in New Orleans, but also in Jefferson, Plaquemines, and St. Bernard parishes. There is some good news today. This is the lowest that gas prices have been for Labor Day weekend in 5 years. AAA's Don Redmond says the statewide average for a gallon of regular gasoline is $2.79, 20 cents cheaper than a year ago. And he says once we move into September, he expects prices to decline again.
I think that there's a lot of room for those prices to continue to go downward, but we are in the heart, you know, we call it the season within the season in terms of hurricane season, so we can never rule that out.
I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.